1 Peter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead."
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In these troubled times, God is our living hope. Help us share that hope by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks for your partnership during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We appreciate you listening to AFR. This is the Today's Issues program. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker Wildman.
Good morning. Good to be on for day three of Share-a-thon.
Fred Jackson.
Yes, sir. Coming to you live and direct from Venus. If you hear a motor sound, they're mowing the lawn here on Venus today, so
there is life on Venus.
Yeah. Somebody's mowing the lawn grass outside the wall here.
So. I hear the mower too.
I didn't even know there was grass inside that studio.
Well, what happens, Ed, is when you don't take care of things, grass grows everywhere.
Dr. Ray Pritchard is also on today from Kansas City, Kansas.
Hey, Tim, how you doing today?
Doing well. Okay, we've got 16 other co-hosts that I want to introduce, but I'm going to have to take a break before we do that. So to review, people, Tim, Ed, Walker, Fred, and Ray. All right, and we're going to be having Share-a-thon here for the next 2 hours, and we appreciate you listening. Before we jump into it, Jim Stanley, who is our general manager here for American Family Radio, has been monitoring the phones out there and the calls and the dollar amounts and everything. Jim, right?
Yes, sir. And, I tell you, God's good. And I don't mean that as a cliche, but when we see the total on the tote board, which I believe is about 2.6 right now, it's incredible because we're day three of Share-a-thon. And with everything going on in the world, God's still choosing to bless us through his people, and we're grateful for that. And we understand that we bring his message, but, you know, it's just when you're used, it was kind of like when we used to do 1.3, 1.4, and then we were at 2 million for a couple of years. To see that, to see God just step beyond that is still really neat. So anyway, the last couple of hours, we had a $100,000 challenge going on, and here are the results from that. We raised over those 2 hours, 3 hours, $250,467.
Wow.
But wait, there's more.
Fabulous.
When you add the $100,000 into that, you're actually $350,467 total.
Wow. That is just, that's a blessing from God.
But wait, there's still more.
You got a knife?
I do. In fact, it's, name brand. I was trying to find a way not to say it, but thank you, Ed.
Part of my brain said, don't say it, and the other part just blurted it out.
So, but now it is day three of Share-a-thon, and while we are grateful for everything that's come in, I can't let you guys rest on your laurels for the next 2 hours.
You're talking about us here in the studio.
Right here.
I haven't seen and my laurels,
in,
but...
and in
we
the,
have, Tim.
And, find them.
And Venus. Venus's job is to help keep you guys on track. And Brother Ray, I just got to count on you, you know, by faith, because I can't see you or hold you or talk to you so that you can see my face.
I'm saying my prayers.
All right, there you go. So now, for the next 2 hours, well, a little less than that now. We're coming up on about hour and 50 minutes. There is the Tim Wildman Popcorn Mystery Challenge. I guess for radio it could be a mystery drama, but it's a mystery challenge. And what that means simply...
What does that mean, Jim?
...is I have an amount of money that you don't know. Okay?
We don't know the amount.
You don't know the amount. I know the amount. So I have the answer to the mystery. I'm like the guy that's holding the packet of cards for Clue, and I know what went in there.
Yeah.
All right? And so this isn't a Nancy Drew or Hardy Boys mystery. This is substantial. So,
and we legitimately don't know the amount.
You guys do not, because I've not told you.
Right.
So, we like to have fun, and everybody knows that Tim enjoys popcorn. And so, and now he's covering his head and face.
Well, I was doing the Kreskin here thing to see if I can come up with the amount. Give me a minute here.
Folks, if you want to watch the show, of course, you can go to Facebook and do a quick search for Today's Issues. And also, it's on YouTube, so you can actually see what's going on in here. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes, you know, it's a mystery.
Sometimes it's what?
It's a mystery. I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. I want to stay gainfully employed another 2 hours.
So what is it? So what's it? Of course, a lot of people follow my popcorn snack.
They do on Facebook.
Antics. I do indulge in popcorn daily here on the show, whether it's good news or bad news.
Whether it's good radio or not.
Whether it's a Republican or Democrat.
Trivia Friday, notwithstanding.
Not to me. The popcorn is a constant.
Yes.
Although heretofore,
yes,
on this program today, you see how I did that, and it's not even Trivia Friday, you haven't had popcorn yet in here.
No, I haven't.
Just 10 o'clock.
I did have a sausage
Jim.
And biscuit earlier during Sandy's show.
Okay. So what does that mean in terms of a mystery challenge? So if someone gives $100, they call in, and they give $100,
right,
it will be matched, but we don't know how much.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So what we want is for folks to, and I know Tim's going to say this, try and withstand and hold back, but we want folks to give their best gift possible. Yeah. And so then that will be added in with the challenge money at the end of your 2 hours. And just before the end of the show, I'll come back and let you know how much the mystery challenge was. Okay. And I'll let you know if you met it or not. Okay. And if you didn't meet it, I'm going to have to keep you on the air. So,
okay. Well, how do we know how to meet it if we don't know how much it is?
Here's how you meet the challenge.
Yeah.
877-616-2396.
So, Jim, you're saying that we should give our best effort.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Thank you, Walker.
We're
going to
ask for the least effort later on.
least effort.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Any other questions?
No.
You cleared that up for us. All right, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I want to say the number to call to give to our fall Share-a-thon, and the theme of it is our living hope. The scripture verse underneath that is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. With your permission, Tim, I'm going to read the Bible on the air.
Okay.
And what a great thing we have the freedom to do in this country. I'm going to read God's word on the air.
I want you to read it, and then I'd like Brother Ray to comment on it.
Okay. All right. So, Ray, get your pen out and your commentary, the Ray Pritchard commentary. Here's what 1 Peter 1, verse 3 says. This is the New King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Go, Ray.
He has given us everything, Ed, every single thing. You read 1 Peter 1, and if that doesn't bring up a wellspring of gratitude in your heart, then really you got to look at your heart, because God, because of his great mercy, looked down on us, and we're lost, we're dying, the whole human race is, we're all in the same boat, and the boat has sprung a leak and we're going down. But God has done a miracle for us by coming in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has rescued us, set our feet on a solid rock. He's given us a living hope. He's given us new life now, an eternal life that starts now and continues for all eternity. It's the best deal in the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio, and we thank you for listening. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do that at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Again, the phone number to call and give a pledge to Share-a-thon right now is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We are a listener-supported Christian radio network. And so, Walker, we have to have folks support us financially, so we have to pass the offering plate. twice a year. Otherwise, we're not able to do what we're doing.
That's right. American Family Radio exists to bring the truth of God's Word and the truth about what's going on in our country to all of our listeners out there across the United States. So that's what we do here each day on American Family Radio. You get a lot of great content, news, commentary, Bible teaching, and so much good information coming through American Family Radio. So visit our website, afr.net, to donate. You can donate easily on our website, afr.net. You can also call the number that we've been given out, 877-616-2396. We do this twice a year, the fall and the spring. This is our fall share-a-thon, and the theme is Our Living Hope out of 1 Peter 1:3, which Ed just read a few minutes ago.
Fred, go.
Yeah, we have a couple of major stories going on right now. The last of the hearings of the Amy Coney Barrett before the Judiciary Committee to be the next Justice of the Supreme Court. They set a date of October 22nd for the committee to vote that out. The Democrats are continuing their fight there. I want to get back to that. But first, I want to talk about the other big, big, big story that you probably don't know anything about, because the mainstream media is refusing to tell the American public about this big, big story. But you're going to hear it here. You may remember, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, there is a computer repair shop in Delaware that some time ago got a laptop for repair. It turns out it appears to be a laptop owned by Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, who's on the top of the ticket right now. On that laptop, I guess Biden or whoever turned that laptop in did not come back to pick it up. So the owner of that repair shop starts looking at what's on that computer, and lo and behold, there are some emails. Now, the story that came out yesterday was one of the emails was from a Ukrainian official very thankful to Hunter Biden for allowing when this Ukrainian official, who is involved with the Burisma energy company in the Ukraine that young Hunter Biden worked for what, $50,000 a week, something like that?
A month, I think.
$50,000 a month? Not bad pay, even though he didn't know anything about energy. Anyway, this Burisma official, according to this email, got to meet with Hunter Biden's dad, Joe Biden. Now, that's one thing. Now we get information this morning that also on that computer are indications of the deal that Hunter Biden made with a Chinese company that rendered big money, big paychecks, for a number of people apparently in the Biden family. Now, that's a big story on its own. But the other big story is that the mainstream media does not want you to know. ABC, NBC, CBS did not mention this story last night. Those that are talking about it, like the Associated Press this morning, are calling it dubious. Now, the story was broken by the New York Post, who they're now referring to as a tabloid. As far as circulation go, it's the number four paper in the whole of the United States. You know who else comment at the Twitter accounts were blocked? The Twitter account of the Trump campaign, who simply put a link to the New York Post story. Twitter said, no, you can't do that. Also, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany, she had her Twitter account blocked. Here she is, cut number two.
It's not a temporary blockage. When I log onto my Twitter account, it says I'm permanently banned. They essentially have me at gunpoint and said, unless you delete a news story reported by the New York Post, I cannot regain access to my account. This is censorship. It is not the American way. This is not how a freedom-loving democracy operates. And we have to hold Twitter accountable. And Facebook, too, is banning the transmission of the story simply because, ideologically, it hurts the side of the aisle that Silicon Valley prefers. It's sad. It's censorship.
Guys, like I say, this is a huge story. This is the mainstream media, the social platforms in this country, Facebook, Twitter, all deciding they do not want this information getting out to the public.
The Trump campaign, now we're talking about the Twitter account of the president.
Yes.
Having been locked, his campaign is fired back. This is election interference, plain and simple. So the official account of the Trump campaign has been suspended today, and that action comes just 19 days before Election Day. Your account has been locked, says the Twitter message. Listen, I'm not sure how this all shakes out in terms of big social. You know, there's been a lot of talk from both sides of the aisle. I know that Elizabeth Warren doesn't like big social having all this power for maybe different reasons than those on the conservative side, but it is clear that big social, and by that we're talking Google, we're talking Facebook, Twitter, YouTube also to a certain extent, they wield too much power and too much influence on the way Americans live their lives, and something needs to be done. I'm not smart enough to know what that is, but there are people who are smart enough to figure it out.
Walker?
Yeah, this is private companies in the U.S. Doing the bidding of the Democrat Party, doing the bidding of a major political party, one of the two major political parties in our country. And it's just one step away from what China does from a government standpoint, and that is where the government regulates all of the information that gets into the country, that circulates within the country. We are one step away from that because these companies are basically doing what China does, except for they're doing it on their own, and they're doing it for the clear advantage of one political party in our country. And I'm just glad that we live in a country where you can have entrepreneurship and we can create alternatives to these companies. So I know there's some out there, but we need more of them.
What you got going on here is the New York Post broke this story, which seems to, or allegedly, I've read some of the emails. If you believe the emails, it absolutely is evidence that Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Biden, when he was Vice President, used the influence of access to his father to sell, to attract business relations around the world to personally benefit him and the millions and friends of his by the millions and millions of dollars. And that is, that's the allegation, and it appears to be true. And in fact, it's not even a mystery that he made $50,000 to $80,000 a month off this natural gas company in the Ukraine, which he had no knowledge of that industry, and he admitted that. So that was out there in plain daylight. Nobody seemed to care about that. Maybe everybody goes, they all do it, Republicans and Democrats alike. They benefit their family one way or another. So I don't know. What do you think about all this, Ray?
Well, number one, he's corrupt, and he was he was doing dirty deeds with the Ukrainians and getting very well paid for it. Number two, social media, the cover's been ripped off. Yeah. They're not objective. Not that they ever were,
right,
but it's just been ripped off 19 days before the election. And number three, does somebody explain to me how in the world, if it really was Hunter Biden, what kind of state of mind do you have to be in to have this kind of stuff on a laptop and you drop it off at you just go and find some guy at a computer repair shop who's got all this sensitive information on it, and then you just, quote, forget to come back and pick it up. That's,
yeah, I know. And you got a picture of you with a crack pipe in your mouth, and you leave it on a computer that you don't ever go back and get. I don't know. Maybe he was not in his right mind.
Some of these people, talking about people of this that are in powerful positions and they have powerful family members and they feel invincible. That's what happens when you're making millions and over the years billions with these companies, and your dad's a vice president. He may have just felt like he's invincible.
Listen, you throw the laptop in the Delaware River and you buy another one. Good night.
Well, now this one had some water damage, so they dropped it off to get it repaired. Okay, now let me defend Hunter Biden here.
Good, you be the liberal today, because I got accused of it yesterday, and our listeners went after me.
Okay,
so I am a conspiracy theorist, right-wing nut today, I am going to unleash in a few minutes.
And proud of it.
And yeah. Now, when I say defend Hunter Biden, I probably should say, let me explain why he left pictures on there like this, with the alleged picture of with the crack pipe. I don't know what was in the pipe. I don't know what he was smoking.
By the way, this ended up in the FBI's hands.
Yes.
That's another important part of this story, guys.
Okay, I want to explain my liberal leadings here.
Go ahead.
Everybody leave Ed alone.
So on my computer, I have numerous times downloaded to back up my cell phone with perhaps hundreds of photos of my grandkids, okay? And I have a backup folder. I literally have no idea what's in that folder. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of photos. Now, none of them have me smoking a crack pipe or lying in bed with some, you know what I'm saying, with some of these pictures show.
Right.
Okay, but if you are a guy who has lots of pictures like that from your phone that you just dump onto your computer, it is, to me, clearly understandable that you would not even think about what might be on that laptop, because you really can't remember what you downloaded from your phone or what people sent you and you saved. Mm-hmm. So I am saying, not in the way of defending Hunter Biden, because I'm nowhere near as liberal as Tim is, okay, but just in explaining how these kinds of pictures could be on a laptop and you wouldn't know it.
And we also don't know for sure that it was Hunter Biden that dropped off the laptop.
Yes.
Even the store owner says he thinks it was, but he doesn't really know for sure.
Or if it's Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, it did have the Bo. It had a sticker, Bo Biden Foundation, on it. But it may have just been a laptop connected with Hunter Biden that maybe an assistant had stored a lot of stuff on it. Those kind of things we don't know yet.
Another aspect of this story that's not getting a lot of attention is that the emails that were on Hunter Biden's laptop that he left down at the fix-it shop were actually Hillary Clinton's emails that
she never got a hold of.
She thought she bleached them.
Yes.
And got rid of them. But they went over to Hunter's place.
Yes.
And they're on his laptop.
So there's a bunch of them then that are just about yoga and Chelsea's wedding.
Yeah, duly noted.
Yeah.
Yes. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, Fred, and Ray. We thank you for listening. This is a big story. You can read about it at onenewsnow.com. One aspect of the story is it corruption, or what appears to be political corruption by selling influence to the Vice President of the United States through a family member, the son, Hunter Biden, and all the evidence that is there that suggests that, at least, and the idea that of getting paid $50,000 a month from a foreign company that sit on a board that you have no expert knowledge in. Secondly, and as big a story is that Facebook and Trump and Twitter yesterday decided to ban that story by the New York Post, one of the largest newspapers in the world, because they didn't like the fact that it made their choice for president, that's my words, Biden look bad. So,
right.
So, and that's brings up a whole other question. What are these companies allowed to interfere in an election like this and claim they're like a publisher, right?
No, a platform.
A platform. That's a whole different topic. We get back more about Share-a-thon. We'll come back out of the break, which we're going to now. You hear the music. I'm going to go get my popcorn.
Okay.
And then we'll hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back and talk about the good things that are happening here at American Family Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Stephanie Daniels, I'm from Arkansas, and I just want to say for the Hamilton Corner how it's just such a blessing. Abraham Hamilton starts off the program every day reminding us that our families come first. Everything else will fall into place. His biblical knowledge, clear to his legal and political knowledge, is just a blessing. As well as the whole AFR network, I find it to be such a blessing. I only found out about it about 2 years ago, and I just about don't listen to anything else. Thank you all. You're such a blessing, and I'll keep you in my prayers.
Turn the television off week was a unique action. Never been tried before. And I knew it would grab the attention of the media. It's all the background for good media story, good media play. You know, here's this small town preacher, thinks he's going to do something pertaining, affecting television, you know. And so I played the game in order to get the publicity, in order to get the word out. I played Dom a lot of time, which came natural for me. But if your opposition thinks that you're Dom or Dom-er, then that puts you at an advantage. So I played the role for a while. The media gave me a good bit of publicity for a while, until it became evident that, hey, he just may be able to pull this thing off or do something. And when that became evident, then the media backed off, and instead of playing the game of David and Goliath, then they began the attack game, which has been going on ever since.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Our nation is experiencing lawlessness, violence, pestilence, and through it all, God is our living hope. Call now at 877-616-2396 or pledge online at afr.net. And thanks for partnering with us during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon, the fall Share-a-thon here. This is the time of the year. We do it in the spring, the fall, 3 days each, where we pass the virtual offering plate and ask you to make a gift to AFR to help us stay on the air and expand our reach. We'd like to buy more radio stations, and we have 181 right now, but wouldn't it be nice to have 200 and 250 and keep expanding our app, our AFR app that's allowed us to go places where we don't have towers. So, Ed, what are we doing this hour here during our share-a-thon?
Well, first I want to repeat the phone number, and then I'm going to tell you about Tim's Popcorn Mystery Challenge. And I'm going to tell you about it while he's literally eating popcorn.
Oh.
So the number to call for our fall share-a-thon to give to American Family Radio is 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net if you'd like to give online. Now, as Jim Stanley, the general manager of AFR, explained at the beginning of our program.
He explained.
He did. Up until 11 a.m. Central Time, so we've got another roughly 25 minutes, we are having Tim's Popcorn Mystery Challenge. And the way Jim explained that is that he has money set aside that has been donated by a generous donor or a group of donors. I have no idea. And for every gift that is given, a mystery amount will be added to it. So none of us will know, although Jim said he will let us know at the
end. And Hunter Biden has made a contribution.
No, he has not
he
that
hasn't?
We know of, no. He allegedly has. So it is Tim's Popcorn Mystery Challenge. So whatever you give up until 11 o'clock Central Time, a mystery amount will be added to it. Now, Walker, could you, in talking about our premiums, let our listeners know, because there is someone who's on the program with us, Ray Pritchard, who has written a very fine book. I'd like our listeners to know how they could get a copy of that book.
Yes, here's how you can get a copy of Ray's, Dr. Pritchard's book, also our Christmas button, Jesus, Our Living Hope, Merry Christmas button. So here's how you can get those two items. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you a 10-pack of our Christmas buttons. So that's a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll get the 10-pack of Christmas buttons. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you the 10-pack of Christmas buttons. And we will also send you Dr. Pritchard's new book, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles. So two great premiums there if you donate and qualify here for our Fall Share-a-thon.
All right, the phone number to call in and make a gift to AFR, and this is the last day of Share-a-thon. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today's Thursday, so we close this down. That is the Share-a-thon late this afternoon sometime, not exactly sure when. So if you are a procrastinator, time to call before you forget again, because we want to include your gift in the grand total, which will hopefully set a record for us.
Right.
We went over $3 million last May, and looks like we're headed in that direction again. Hopefully, we're over $2 million now, so hopefully we'll get to $3 million. And you may say, well, that ought to be good for a couple of years. Well, $3 million ain't what it used to be.
Right.
But it's still great for us here at AFR because we can stretch that money and make it go a long way. But we do have to pay for satellite time, towers, electricity, engineers, on-air.
Insurance.
On-air folks, insurance. There's just so much that goes into making this radio signal go out across America. The phone number again is 877 to reach us here. 877-616-2399. Tim with Ed, Walker, Ray, and also with Fred Jackson. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, a couple of things to talk about. Tonight there are going to be town hall meetings. NBC is going to be hosting President Donald Trump. Our town hall meeting at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight. Over on ABC is going to be a town hall with Joe Biden. So that ought to be interesting. Here's a guess that I have. If I was a betting man, I've heard that phrase before. If I was a betting man, I think the audience for the Donald Trump town hall is going to be a whole lot bigger than the Joe Biden, because a whole lot of people want to hear what the president has to say and his encounter with the folks at NBC. So we'll see what happens there. The other story, of course, is the ongoing hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee is starting to wrap up its hearings with Amy Coney Barrett, and
she's not there today. She's done having to sit there and listen.
No, the senators are making a few more speeches, and then they're going to be friends and foes invited in of Amy Coney Barrett, they say. That'll be interesting, too. But yesterday, there was a very interesting moment when Democrat Connecticut Senator Chris Coons accused Amy Coney Barrett of being too closely aligned with former Justice Scalia in his judicial philosophy. And she had a response to that. Here it is, cut number 5.
Justice Scalia's philosophy is significant, but I also think you've made it clear that it's largely your philosophy. And I'm trying to help viewers understand what it means to replace a Justice Ginsburg with someone who may more closely follow Justice Scalia's approach.
I hope that you aren't suggesting that I don't have my own mind, or that I couldn't think independently, or that I would just decide, like, oh, let me see what Justice Scalia has said about this in the past, because I assure you I have my own mind.
So there she is. She's no wallflower. Now, she's been very polite. She's been very calm throughout all of this. But she was ready for that response or that accusation from Senator Coons that basically she is going to be a rubber stamp, a duplication of Justice Scalia. She wanted to make sure that Senator Coons and the audience knew she'll make up her own mind on cases.
What I've been most impressed with, Ray, is that all her kids are sitting right behind her all day.
Six of the seven.
Six of the seven, yeah, not all of them. The child with Down syndrome is not there, but the other ones are, Ray. Have you seen this?
I have seen this, and it's so impressive. She is going to be a great justice on the Supreme Court. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's a professor. She's a legal scholar. She's taking care of this huge family. And I just got to say, the thing that impresses me the most about what's happened this week is, as far as I can tell, she's sat there. She's endured these withering attacks from the Democrats and not only appears to be unruffled, she appears to be completely calm. What is it? Cool, calm, and composed. I haven't seen her do anything that even for a moment seemed as if she was getting impatient. I couldn't answer those questions anyway, but I don't have the strength of character to sit there hour after hour without losing it at some point, and she never lost it, not even one time. An amazing performance by her.
Yeah, I would say this. She's a brilliant mind. Mm-hmm. And that was a brilliant response to Senator Coons, because it implies, without actually coming out and saying, well, I guess that's what implies means, it is that he's saying that because she's a woman, she's going to rubber stamp everything Scalia said, because that's the atmosphere in which we live. Everyone's accused of mansplaining, and you're doing this, and she's basically saying, are you saying I don't have my own mind? And I assure you, and I don't know what Coons said after that, but she is a brilliant woman. We've already talked about on the program earlier in the week about how she uses no notes walkers. She has the ability to recall what she has written in some of her previous opinions and rulings. And this is a really, really smart lady, like Ray said, who also has tons of character and Christian faith to go along with it.
Yeah, today and the last 3 days have proven that the Democrats have no valid reason or justification that Amy Coney Barrett should not be on the Supreme Court. There is no, other than they don't like her rulings, which is welcome to America, where everybody disagrees on certain rulings and whether it should have went this way or that way. Other than the fact that they don't like how she rules on the Constitution and the text of the law, that is the only thing that they have on her. There's no reason that she shouldn't be on the court, and that's why Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has said multiple times that she will be on the Supreme Court. So this is, as Abe mentioned and Fred mentioned yesterday, this is a historic moment where we have a constitutionalist female heading to the Supreme Court.
Well, we all should thank Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey for making Judge Barrett at least say publicly that she's not a white supremacist.
Yeah. Well, he asked her that?
Yeah.
Made her condemn it. He wanted to go on record as he.
And then, oh, that's right. And then he repeated the lie that the president has not done that.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And the president's done that several times.
Countless times.
Yeah. It's a dozen times.
So to repeat, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, asked Amy Barrett, will you condemn white supremacy? All right. That's just thrown out there, because you got to say these things if you're on the Democrat side, because you got to say. Because they're suspicious of any white person. Well, they would be suspicious of Clarence Thomas being a white supremacist.
Yeah, any conservative, any Trump supporter.
Any conservative, be they white, black, or indigenous.
Well, Senator Hirono asked Barrett, Judge Barrett, if she'd ever sexually harassed anybody.
Right, I think, or assaulted.
Or assaulted. These people have lost their minds.
To which I would have responded, no, Senator, have you?
But see, that's what I think. That's what Ray was talking about. You and I would have done that. I would have.
Right.
I would have at some point I know. Said, you ask me that again, I'm coming over this table. But she's just like, no, I absolutely am not.
She knew how it was going to go. And these senators, she's going to be confirmed. So, it's been this way ever since Robert Bork. Now, if Republicans put up a nominee for the Supreme Court, the Democrats try to rip that person to pieces with anything they can come up with, including as Justice Kavanaugh found out, some woman you don't even know from high school who says you tried to sexually assault them, and the woman can't even remember where it was.
Right.
But she's given hours to appear before senators because she makes this kind of accusation from 30 or 40 years ago or whenever. Anyway, that's the way it works today. You're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio, but she will be confirmed. When will the vote be on Justice Barrett?
Well, the committee vote, I believe, is October 22nd, I think it is.
That's right.
And shortly after that, before the election, the full Senate will
be. That Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was confirmed in 6 days after her hearing.
Mm.
That's because the Republicans did not do this procedural thing that the Democrats are going to do, which is we want to delay the vote for 1 week. You're allowed to do that. And you say, well, the senators want to study and make up their minds. But the Republicans did not do that.
You know, the way I see it is the constitutional way, and that is a president, be they Barack Obama or Donald Trump, a Republican or a Democrat, Walker, is constitutionally authorized to appoint Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
The Senate can advise and consent, or they can vote yes or no. Mm. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
You can have hearings and vote yes or no. And the Republicans do that. They practice that. Some of them voted no on Sotomayor and Kagan when Obama appointed them.
Sure.
And they took their appropriate role as asking her questions during the confirmation process, and then voted according to how they felt about her. And I think both of them got in the 70s. I think both of them, Kagan and
60s or 70s,
and Sotomayor. So they got a lot of Republican voters.
Yep.
Senators who voted for them. But that's the way the process has traditionally always worked in America. It's just in recent couple of decades have the Democrats decide to just get into this salacious stuff and just be attack dogs on whoever the nominee is. So they've changed. What I want to say, a lot of times in politics, both sides do the same thing, right?
Yes.
Republicans and Democrats can both sometimes get down and dirty or unfair, and that's just the way the politics works because it's involving human nature. But with respect to Supreme Court appointments, the Democrats are completely, in my view, unfair, and the Republicans have been fair.
Yeah,
Ed, do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, I was just looking on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her confirmation vote was 96-3.
Was back in the 80s, right?
That was back on August 3rd, 1993. She was very liberal, and she was not a strict constructionist, but Republicans voted for her because Bill Clinton had the constitutional right. He won the election. He had the right to nominate whomever he wanted. And Republicans said, well, that's elections have consequences.
Yeah, I think the Democrats were the first ones really historically to insert pure politics to the confirmation process of Supreme Court justices, and they started that with Robert Bork. And then since then, the politicization of nominations, Supreme Court nominations, has been going on since then. Both parties do it. And honestly, I think in 2015, 2016, Mitch McConnell should have just said this. He should have just said, we are 10 months out from an election. There's a vacancy on the Supreme Court. And I would like it if the Republican nominee, should he win the presidency, be able to appoint a Supreme Court justice. So thus, we're just going to wait until Republicans control the Senate. We're just going to wait until after the election. And if a Democrat wins, then we'll go ahead and process whoever they nominate.
Right. And the difference is, of course, and this is a real difference, but you won't hear the liberal media point this out, is when the Republicans blocked the confirmation of Obama's appointee in the last year, Merrick Garland, it was because the Republicans control the Senate and the Democrats control the White House. In years where the Republicans control, where one party controls the Senate and they also control the White House, nominees have always come forth and have always been voted on, so mm-hmm. and confirmed. So, it's a real
yeah. And I think to your point, for the Democrats to somehow act like if they were in charge, if they were in
right.
charge of the Senate,
right.
and they were in charge of the White House at this moment in history,
yeah.
that they would not put
oh,
through
my
a Supreme
goodness.
Court justice.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Republicans. If they're in charge of the Senate and the White House, they're going to put through their nominee. That's
right.
just how it works. That's what happens when you control the chamber.
All right. Let's hear from a listener to AFR, and then we'll come back in just a minute.
Rosie from Texas. And all I can say is I thank God for AFR. We get uplifted. We get God's word, we get the truth about what's happening in our world, we get encouraged. I just don't know, I can't say enough about how great a blessing AFR and Alexander Hamilton and every single program, I wish I could name them all, but God bless you, we pray for you and for the great success of this fine station that is always glorifying God.
Well, I think the caller meant Abraham Hamilton.
But we are trying to get Alexander Hamilton on as well.
We've made offers.
Yes.
But, and we've done, well, anyway, we better stop right there. All right. It's Share-a-thon on American
Family
Radio.
Should I mention this Tim's Popcorn
Mystery
Challenge?
Well, it's only got 9 minutes, 8 minutes. Go, Ed.
Okay, I just wanted to tell our people about this challenge.
You tell our people.
You got eight
you
minutes,
go.
Folks. Here's the number to call, and then I'll explain the challenge, and then mention the phone number again. 877-616-2396.
That's in stereo.
That is the phone number to call right in here to our studios in Share-a-thon Central, and this is our fall Share-a-thon. We ask you to please be as generous as possible. Now, for the next 7.5 minutes, Tim's Popcorn Mystery Challenge, whatever you give, will be added to by a mystery amount. I know that seems kind of strange to me too,
yeah.
But Jim Stanley said it's not a little amount. He will tell us.
We pay Jim to come up with these ideas.
Yes,
by
yes,
the way.
Yes, we do.
And there's a committee of one. It's Jim.
And then Jim. Yesterday we had a brown bag special.
Right.
I think later on there's a blue plate special. I don't know what he's got cooking, but hot dog special. So, nothing but net. Did he make it? Okay, he missed it. So here's the number, 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can go to AFR.net if you would like to give online.
Ray, this book that you've written that we're offering for people who give to Share-a-thon is called Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles. When did you write this, and give us an overview?
You know, Tim, we're living in such a strange time, such a strange year we're in. So many people, we've had people lose their jobs. We've had so many people come down with the virus. So many people wonder, where is God in the midst of all that's happening, the fear and concern in the world. I wrote this book, the first edition of it, about 22, 23 years ago, and it was always on my mind at some point because it really was extremely popular when it first came out. It was always on my mind that I was going to revise it and bring it up to date, new stories and new scripture treatment. But I kept putting it off and kept putting it off, and then one day I went out to ride my bike on the ice, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when I rode on the ice and wrecked my ankle and ended up, the listeners know because we talked about that, that was like God's time. He put me in the recliner for about 3 months. And while I was there, I took this book, Keep Believing, and rewrote it from beginning until end to be the kind of book that would encourage people. If you've got a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, if you're struggling with guilt, you're struggling with doubt, the question of sickness and death, the question of where is God in the midst of all the pain. So really, when I was laid up a couple of years ago, that's when the revision took place. And so this book has only been out for a few months. And what we've heard from everybody is just the message we need to hear. It's just saying, no matter where you are this morning or how confused or fearful or doubtful you are, if you will turn to the Lord, you will find him there waiting for you. And let me just say one other word. Everybody out there, you need this book, but more than that, you probably have a friend, a loved one, a family member going through a hard time. It is the kind of book you could give to somebody who needs encouragement to turn to the Lord. That's why I wrote it, and that's why we're making it available during this Share-a-thon.
I want to say, you've got, of course, recommendations from all sorts of well-known people, but you've got a recommendation in here from Bobby Richardson, former New York Yankee All-Star second baseman. Do you know him? I mean, Bobby Richardson, or
in the original version of the book, which Moody Publishers brought it out in the late 1990s. Well, they knew somebody, right? They knew somebody who knew Bobby Richardson, who, of course, very strong, has been for
right.
decades outspoken about his Christian faith. And he wrote saying that the book had helped him when he read it. You could just tell, like everybody else, doesn't matter whether you're a Hall of Famer,
yeah.
right? Everybody goes through hard times. So have I ever met him? No. But
well, I'm impressed. Of course, you got Irwin Luther and Dr. Jack Graham, Prestonwood Baptist Church. But I looked at it, I said, Bobby Richardson,
president of Burisma, is in here. This is quite impressive. I don't know how you got that from the Ukraine, but it's amazing.
That whole story is on the desk. Is on that laptop.
On
the laptop.
You took down the Bill's computer repair and never went back to pick it up.
Well, good work on this.
Yeah,
and in
absolutely.
Fact, I know somebody. I'm going to get a copy of this and send it to somebody.
But,
as well.
Ed, the reason I bring it up is if folks give a certain amount, we're going to send them this book.
Right. Now, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a 10-pack of our Christmas buttons, very popular, a 10-pack because we want you to wear them and then share them when somebody says, wow, I love that button. It opens up an opportunity for you to share the Lord, talk about the meaning of Christmas. For a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the 10-pack of Christmas buttons and this book, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles by Dr. Ray Pritchard. We do encourage people to try to, if they can, donate a monthly gift of $30 or more. That helps us know exactly how much we'll have coming in. We can budget. So if you can, consider giving out on a monthly basis. But for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive the 10-pack of Christmas buttons and Keep Believing from Dr. Ray Pritchard. The number to call if you want to do either of those things or give a different amount is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net if you would like to give online. You are listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. It is our fall Share-a-thon, Tim.
By the way, for those wondering, I can stop eating popcorn anytime I want. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It doesn't have a hold on you?
No, it doesn't, no. I can stop.
And you can stop drinking coffee anytime you want.
Well, I didn't say that. I have to think about that. I may have to come face to face with Tim on that one. Look in the mirror and ask myself the question, can I stop?
Can you stop?
All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Today's Issues in Share-a-thon as we have our final day of 3 days of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio.